Okay, any question? What is my question?
Where are we?
No.
Where are we?
Does everybody feel good? It was a good long vacation, right? You had a good rest. Now is a payday. What were we talking about?
One of the things we were talking about was we were reviewing that everything has a proportion, that there's a limit to everything, to ourselves. Another thing we were talking about, the problem is us. And one of our problems is trying to get this donkey to stop eating all the time.
I accept those sentences because, yes, you are the victim tonight, and this is book three and all of that. But we don't say it like that. It's different. When you say, the problem is us, is sort of, looks like blaming. Looks like we have to defend ourselves. Say it a little bit different. Say, we are dealing with ourselves. It's not that the problem is us. We are dealing with ourselves because we are not simple anymore. As simple as that. For that, we have to go back. When I tend to go back, where do I go, Will?
Back to the beginning.
Back to the beginning. Right. It's always that trick, back to the beginning, because this is not several stuff we are learning. It's one answer to one question. Right? Remember? They went to a guy who was transformed, and they asked, we see that you're happy, we are not. What is the key of that? What is the secret of feeling good? He said, sit down, listen. He talked to them for a couple of years. Then he said, this is it. I told you what you needed. Now, go and live it. Try to live it. For 2 years, they were out to try to live what? To understand what they were told in book one. Book one has two very obvious pieces. First one is diagnosis. 8 stories. There is why I objected that sentence. Because over there we said, listen, it happens naturally to all of us. At the beginning of understanding, you will discover your brain, you fall in love with it. And you use it and you will be successful. And it works well. Because your brain knows the rule. Okay? But there is a problem. When there is a rule, there is an exception. And your brain doesn't understand that exception. This is what the problem is. This is book one, paragraph one, right? The king will come out to see what's happening. You see a handmaiden. This handmade stuff, which is supposed to be a peace of mind, like other limbs, suddenly, I fall in love with that. I know. Remember the children? Like that. And it works, because it's supposed to work. It's the nature. The problem is, that exception, that's the important stuff for us, because it's only ours. It doesn't belong to animals. This animal is living with the brain, but we have something else. That's love. And love has no roots, doesn't know why the root, because love is exception. So we have to talk about the exception. So let's talk about the exceptional dimension of humanity. Paragraph 2, remember? He said, first, it's not all this. One third of your life, this is switched off. You sleep. What happens then? If you're only this, what's happened then? Without this, you dream, you're alive, and in the morning you feel better. You've rested from this. And you cannot go without that rest for a long time, right? If I don't mistake, 11 nights is enough. 11th night, you go crazy, and 13th, you will die. What is it for? That is just the gate, is the opening. This is the reality's first dimension, is for things, animals. Dream is for us and some animals. Apparently, there it comes, imagination. That's only ours. And he stopped over there, remember? He added something to it. He said, let me tell you about this imagination. Nist vash vashat khialam dar jahan. Imagination looks like nothing, non-existence in this universe. But look at us. We are fighting upon that, over the imagination. We are proud of that. We are happy with that. We are miserable with bad imagination. Then there is other one that only we could understand, and we live in it, and that's non-existence. Yes, that complicated stuff, we could understand it. This is our universe, and the brain has no place in this, because it starts with sleep, it is turned off in imagination. Then in non-existence, this doesn't exist. That's how it works. Then Seven Stories said, remember, changing the outside and the environment is something that all animals do, we included. Changing this is the only thing that we could do. And that's the key. That's the key to salvation. If you could understand this. Inside, there is an ego. This ego is an animal. First, is in love with the brain. Second, it looks only on the surface of the stuff, and with this superficial observation, we arrive to conclusion. Third, is carrying one of the most dangerous stuff, which was very good when we were animal, and it's really dangerous, which is the strongest barrier, jealousy. Because jealousy will make you blind to beauty and all that. Then, he said, the other stuff. We are looking for whatever to use it. We are utilitarians. The subject we are talking about, which is, don't you love? Love? Love is not something that you grab or you understand. Love is something that you fall in. It will grab you, it will haunt you, it will change you. And here we are not talking about falling in love. Here we are talking about understanding the love. What is the understanding in love? You need to switch off the main part of your intelligence, which is dividing the universe, the existence, to good or bad. This is the judgment of the animal. Looking at the environment, the judgment comes, is this good for me or bad for me? It's always me. That's what the animal is all about, right? But with us, we understand that non-existence, where is non-existence? Will? the mirror image of existence. When there is existence, the opposite arrives. Do you remember that word I created, chaure, that nonsense? And suddenly, non-chaure has a meaning. Chaure is a word I created, doesn't have any meaning. So when I say that word, it doesn't have, carry a meaning. So you don't understand it, right? But when I say non-chaure, you understand. How come? What are you understanding? That's the other side of the coin, and this is what the universe is all about, and I'm always pointing at it. You remember that? Yin and Yang. They are not opposite. They are not fighting each other. They are completing each other. They are together. All the aspects in the universe are like that. Even scientifically now, we know that there is a quantum moment, then there is a ne-quantum, then there is another quantum. Means the quantums are not flowing like a line. There is being, not being, being, not being, and this is the process of changing the universe. So, the gate will open to you the moment that you feel it. There is a special feeling that should be here to lead you to enlightenment. Do you remember that feeling? The messenger who was coming from Julius Caesar to visit Omar. Remember that fellow? A feeling inside. Suddenly he realized, don't talk about scientific analysis. I have something here that you cannot analyze it. It's a very special feeling. Let me tell you about two different feelings. One is to care about someone, to like someone. This is one kind of feeling. The other one, the opposite, is fear, right? Now explain to me, how does it feel? Respect. What is respect? It's a mixture of fear and love. Because that's how it works for you. If they are two different stuff, so you are dividing it, so you are dividing yourself. Because there is two pieces of you, and you are made of two pieces. And these two pieces are fighting each other, always. Because one of them is always... Do you remember the wife, the story of the man and the woman? The intelligence is always looking for shortcomings. What is missing? What should I have? What should I gain? So this is one part of you. There is the other part of you that is doing nothing. That fellow should come out and do something. This is what you should understand. Right? So he finished his lectures and other stories, and he said, what you should do? You should come out. Of course, not physically. You attend to outside. Find someone that you could believe in. Be ready to pay the prices, because this is like tattooing. Because little by little, you have to control. You have to control, you have to control, you have to control.